He beat you out the door.
I guess.
Still three of us.
You're beating me out the door. I'm stuck.
Like he's still alive.
Okay, we're going to start the 2:45 time certain. Thank you, folks, very much. Please read the 2:45 time certain.
Item 1452, accept State of the River Report 2006-07.
This is the third annual State of the River Report to the Council and the community on progress made towards achieving the River Renaissance vision. The Willamette River divides our city and unites our community. It's a focal point for all Portlanders, and its health is an indicator of our community's health. This yearly report is a result of the city working from a unified strategic vision across all bureaus and commission offices. The State of the River Report is compiled by the River Renaissance Initiative with the invaluable support of the eight bureaus that make up the River Renaissance effort: Environmental Services, Planning, Parks, Transportation, Sustainable Development, Development Services, Water, and PDC. As you will hear from Gil Kelly and Michael Montgomery, this year's report specifically describes 40 accomplishments from last fiscal year, sets forth an agenda of over 35 river-related actions for this year, and measures impact through over 20 progress indicators. This year's report has a new feature. It profiles a number of impressive river efforts by those upstream communities in recognition of this important upstream work. Over 600,000 people live in Willamette River cities upstream from Portland, a population larger than Portland itself. How these communities embrace the river has vital implications for Portland as well. While some challenges still remain, which the Planning Bureau will discuss, the 2006-07 State of the River Report shows that Portland is on the move, shaping the future embraced by Portlanders in Vision PDX, where a clean, accessible Willamette forms the hub of a vibrant community. Gil and Michael, please proceed.
Thank you, Mayor. Again, Gil Kelly, Director of Planning for the city, and I'm joined by Michael Montgomery, the project manager for the coordinator for the River Renaissance effort. I'm pleased to play the convening role for the city agencies involved. I regret that because this meeting had to be rescheduled from last week, that a number of my fellow bureau directors and a number of our community and private sector partners couldn't be here for the rescheduled time, but a few are, and so we'd like to hope that you can make a little bit of time available to hear from them as well. As the mayor indicated, the State of the River Report, this is our third annual. It's the primary public reporting component of the River Renaissance. So each year we bring to you a report of the actions that have been taken over the last fiscal year and point you toward the actions that are lined up for the current or coming year. And as well, we report on a series of measures and indicators that essentially display in what we hope are readable, understandable terms for the general public how our river is doing in its various economic, social, and environmental roles that it plays in the life of our city. The overall effort, of course, is to grow awareness of the importance of the river in that context, and to motivate more investment and attention toward the river over the decades to come. We see it as a multi-decade effort, and it will take that. It took us a long time to get to where we are today, and so full economic and social and environmental recovery will also take us a long period of time. But we think this is the right collection of things to be doing, and so we're very pleased to report on those. Before turning it over to Michael, I just wanted to mention a couple of things real quickly. First of all, I think the actual report you have in front of this year has been markedly improved in terms of its graphic content, its readability, its simplicity, and its kind of engaging quality. And I'd like to, in particular, thank Rick Bastich, who joined Michael this year in the River Renaissance staff. So they are a staff of two coordinating across many internal and external partners. And Rick comes to us with a long history of involvement in the river. In fact, has written books about the Willamette River as published and headed up the Willamette Restoration Initiative for Governor Kitzhaber at the time. So we're very pleased to be joined by Rick this year. You will see from Michael great progress on things as large as the Big Pipe Project, which is removing sewage from the Willamette River. A number of watershed efforts, which we will not go over in much detail today because you just got a report from the watershed staff very recently. You will hear a little bit about the river plan going on in the harbor area, where we have industrial and environmental groups hard at work on finding kind of a win-win solution to many of the natural resource and industrial conflicts or perceived conflicts in that stretch of the river. You will also hear about South Waterfront and Centennial Mills and Ankeny Plaza. There's a lot of stuff going on to engage people with the riverfront in Portland. That is really, really building in momentum. And, of course, the acquisition of a piece of Ross Island this year from the generous donation of Dr. Pamplin is kind of a crowning jewel in the effort to date. And we should probably just acknowledge that once again today. Before we get into the detail here, I did want to say that I think this third annual reporting period now gives us the opportunity to reflect on some of the management aspects of this. And so there are two or three things I'd like to point out to you that I think we should be gearing toward in this coming year. One is that we hope, as a set of bureaus, to integrate our annual reporting on tree canopy improvements, the watershed report you just recently heard, as well as the State of the River report, into a seamless document and reporting for next year. So that's our goal, and we've had conversations with the other bureau directors about that. They're all quite interrelated. Secondly, as you will hear, we have a number of trend measures and performance measures in here. So we are not only measuring, for example, miles of trail or miles of pipe, but whether that actually results in an improvement in the environment. That is the water more swimmable? Well, we measure E. coli each year to know whether it is or not and how much that's improving. We need to find measures as precise and as indicative of the qualities of the environment that for many of the other components of the reporting. So we will be initiating a cross-bureau project to kind of tune up and tighten up the measures that you're seeing now in this report. And finally, we think it's time now this third year to, having the city gotten its act together over the last 3 years or so, to really spread this outside the city government in a dedicated way. And so we'd like to work with the mayor and council in the coming year to really grow a more formalized leadership presence within the community, the business community, and the other agency community around the river. This would, in some ways, grow and complement the work of the River Trust, which is an interagency natural resources group, which Commissioner Adams is involved in, really grow that to be a holistic river renaissance kind of set of stewards, really, outside of City Hall. So that's the final kind of management effort that I wanted to indicate for next year. With that, I will stop talking and turn it over to Michael, and I think he's going to talk and show you some photographs at the same time, and we'll be here to answer questions, but I know there are three or four people from the community who would like to address you today as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Gil. My name is Michael Montgomery. I'm the manager of the River Renaissance Initiative for the City of Portland. Mayor, members of council, I am absolutely delighted to be with you today to present the third annual State of the River report. As you can see by the logos that are at the bottom of the page on the first slide, when we speak about River Renaissance, we're really speaking about, as was noted by the mayor and was noted as well by Gil, the collective actions and activities of eight bureaus, inner-working, relationship-oriented bureaus with respect to what they are doing and moving forward to accomplish in the area of River Renaissance in and around the city of Portland. So on their behalf today, I'd like to present this report, and I'd like to acknowledge my thanks to all of them for their leadership in the previous year about which we are reporting. You have already received the 2005 State of the River Report and the 2005-2006 State of the River Report. Let me just stop at this slide for a moment to indicate that the first year's river State of the River report was a calendar year State of the River report. And then we suddenly got smart enough to know that this is a fiscal year-oriented municipal government, and all of the other reporting systems are on a fiscal year. And we flipped and went to a fiscal year format this past year, and we are continuing on that particular route. And now we are here to present the 2006 to 2007 State of the River Report. Just as a reminder, the five themes that represent the River Renaissance Initiative in the city of Portland, that we are trying to assure that we have a clean and healthy river for fish, wildlife, and people, that we are urging everyone to embrace and maintain and enhance our prosperous working harbor, that we are working very vigorously to enhance the river as Portland's front yard and not turn our back on the river, that we create vibrant waterfront districts and neighborhoods, and that we continually, through this entire process, promote partnerships, leadership, and education. With that, we are looking at a State of the River report that embraces accomplishments and key actions, progress that we have made in this past year, and as we look at our current fiscal year, an action agenda that we really hope is going to be setting the stage for what you will receive next year. And as the mayor pointed out in his opening remarks, we are really happy to share with you the activities of our upstream partners, the cities and regions that are upstream along the Willamette that are also doing some wonderful things in this regard. We do have indeed accomplishments and key actions with which to share today. And to begin with, a reiteration of the West Side Big Pipe that became operational in December 2006. As we look forward to what we are going to move as a new acquisition and how to really become a great shepherd of Ross Island, we are delighted with the fact that negotiations picked up with the leadership of the gentleman before whom we are speaking today. Thank you very much on behalf of the city. Culminating in a donation agreement that was negotiated and a final donation that was accepted in October of this year. I'd like to recognize at this time, even before we go on to the next slide, the outstanding work of Dr. Robert Pamplin of Ross Island Sand and Gravel, Mike Houck of the Urban Green Spaces Institute, Bob Salinger representing the Audubon Society, Travis Williams of Willamette Riverkeeper, and the Friends of Ross Island. This has been really something wonderful for us to bring into our collective way to look at a stewardship along the river and associated with the river. And right in the neighborhood of Ross Island, we have key activities that have happened with respect to South Waterfront. The aerial tram has become operational, and I believe the 1 millionth passenger on the tram was a rider just a few weeks ago. The John Ross condominium was completed and began renting earlier this year, and OHSU's Center for Health and Healing opened in South Waterfront. We're delighted to have been preceded by a very wonderful discussion on the importance of higher education in the city of Portland. And the South Waterfront area where OHSU is active, along with PSU and other institutions, will hopefully find a great home there for their research. And Portland's streetcar line with the River Line continued on with their movement toward and around South Waterfront, a great mode of transportation indeed. Portland continued to grow its connections to the river. The city secured $250,000 in a grant from the Oregon Marine Board to improve the River Place Dock. It completed a trail to the river on Swan Island and celebrated the opening of the Willamette River Water Trail through Portland. The city also continued to work on protecting natural environment areas in and around the river. the Portland building right next door has been fitted with eco-roofs. Council adopted a new green streets policy. BES launched the Clean River Rewards Program, which provides utility bill discounts to homeowners and businesses for taking actions like disconnecting downspouts, which contain the rain. Portland adopted a new urban forest plan that is important in terms of its implications to our watershed system, and published an updated natural resources inventory for the Willamette's North Reach. Moving on to our wonderful working harbor, working investment reinvestment strategy associated with the harbor. This year found us surveying businesses and discovered that industry is still expanding and reinvesting in our working harbor, but transportation problems and tight land supply are limiting growth. We completed a land development forecast and needs assessment that underscored the needs for already identified but unfunded transportation projects, identified a need for new rail access strategies for small shippers, and found existing water, sewer, stormwater, and other systems adequate to serve forecasted growth. We convened also a national brownfield symposium to study new approaches for making progress on harbor brownfields, which led to the formation of a blue ribbon panel for implementation recommendations to come forth. We really want to work hard on this issue going forward, because as you couple the small land supply that we have with the fact that we have brownfields that need to be reclaimed for industrial reclamation and redevelopment, there is the sequence of things that need to happen to make us be able to move forward with greater opportunities for business growth. Continuing with accomplishments, the city has had this year the opportunity to be recognized with a variety of awards. I'm just going to name three for you this afternoon. The Community Watershed Stewardship Program received a 2007 C. Peter McGrath and W.K. Kellogg Foundation Engagement Award for a regional program from the National Association of State Universities and Land-Grant Colleges. The stewardship program is a joint venture of our Bureau of Environmental Services and Portland State University, along with the AmeriCorps Northwest Service Academy. The Mount Tabor Rain Garden and the Siskiyou Green Streets projects received professional awards from the American Society of Landscape Architects. And last fall, River Renaissance received in 2006 an Excellence on Waterfront Honor Award from the Waterfront Center for outstanding waterfront planning efforts. I want to recognize that that award was not for the things that have been happening in the last year or two with respect to River Renaissance, but rather for the planning that led up to the launch of the River Renaissance Initiative. So again, that award is to be shared by all of you, as well as those in the various bureaus who worked on that planning effort. Moving forward with progress measures, now I'd like to cover what we have to share in terms of indeed progress, and we're developing this for our slideshow around our respective themes. First, a clean and healthy river. The Willamette Water Quality Index moved from fair in 2001 to good in 2005, and it remained that way through 2006. Downspout connections increased by over 2,100 to a total of 50,000. I'd like to share a line graph with you to show that we continue in an upward stream with respect to downspout disconnections, and this is very, very important to our environment and our watershed situation. Salmon are moving quickly into habitat created by restoration projects such as the Ramsey Refuge effort in the Columbia Slough and Kelly Creek in the Johnson Creek watershed area. However, there are still problems associated with Johnson Creek because of poor water quality issues. And lastly, in a public and popular demonstration that the Willamette is now often, but not always, clean enough in which to swim. Portland's first triathlon was hosted this past year to great success. Now, before everybody dons their Speedos and jumps out in the water, you have to be careful that this is not every day, but sometimes that it is clean and healthy enough in which to swim. If we don't have a rain incident of significance within 48 hours of a point at which you want to get into the water.
Or a Water Bureau worker working up at Mount Tabor.
Thank you, Commissioner, for you being the person who, who brought that up for us. But that was, thank you, that was a very successful triathlon this past year, and I believe there will be another one this coming year.
And we're putting everybody on vacation that week.
So. Okay, good. With respect to our prosperous working harbor, we had an annual job growth increase in all targeted areas and clusters ranging from 2 to 31%. Not that I wouldn't pause at every slide, but this is one in particular that is important at which to pause. You'll notice by these series of line graphs that we have an upward or at least staying, no, I think everything is actually upward to some degree trend in the key manufacturing, distribution and logistics, high technology, metals, transportation and equipment, and food processing and activewear areas. We're really happy about this trend. Maritime tonnage has also hailed to be good, although it fell slightly in this past reporting year. It is still roughly 5% more than in 2002. And lastly, the total value of buildings in the industrial district on an average increased by 1.2%. In terms of Portland's front yard, the river indeed is becoming a popular place at our front yard. By our estimate, there are about 3,000 more people living within a mile of the Willamette River than last year. It's difficult when you're doing bar graphs to go all the way to zero and then up. So you'll notice this bar graph begins at 111,000 and goes up to 118,000. So the gap is not like twice as much from a proportional standpoint, but the important thing is that more people are moving in and around the river, and we're happy about that. Housing development in the River District also grew faster than expected, indeed eclipsing its growth rate, 114% of target. And Portland's River Trail system increased by 4,400 feet during this past reporting year. One look at the riverfront, and we quickly peek at the area that is becoming more and more vibrant. Portlanders definitely see it as a destination, with over 73% having made at least one visit to the river this past year, 4% more than in 2004. Again, in this graph, note that we don't start at zero, but hone in on the difference between the 3 years for which we have information. As previously noted, South Waterfront is up and running with new buildings, new tenants, new transportation options. The aerial tram, as noted earlier, is quickly exceeding its targeted ridership goals. Progress continues on Centennial Mills as the city selected three teams to submit development proposals early next year. And Ankeny Burnside's progress has accelerated with the completion of a new design for the pump station, identification of a new home for Saturday Market, the siting of Mercy Corps' world headquarters, and the inclusion of the University of Oregon's Portland campus in that area. We're very, very happy about those areas of progress. The vision for our partnerships, leadership, and education theme continues with BES Clean Rivers Education Program boasting an increase of an additional 500 students for a total of 13,000 students who were involved in that educational outreach. SOLVE's Earth Day activities brought in almost 3,000 Portlanders who planted almost 4,000 trees. River Renaissance hosted the 2006 Urban Waterfronts National Convention, which was attended by over 300 people. It should be called the International Conference because there were representatives from river districts and waterways from all over the world who were here in the city of Portland. And the average number of visits to the River Renaissance website increased by 30% this past year. Now I'd like to move to actions identified for the coming year. Again, this is only a sampling of the many actions planned. First, Portland's premier river efforts will continue their year-long progress. The city is participating in a Portland Harbor Superfund site cleanup effort that will involve additional samplings to fill data gaps, as well as continuing the work with DEQ to identify and control any contamination that may be coming from stormwater systems. Work on the east side big pipe will also continue, moving toward a scheduled completion in 2011. And the city's river plan effort will wind up in the north reach and then move on to other areas next year. Work will accelerate on Portland's streetcar loop, which will include a new river crossing in the vicinity of OMSI and South Waterfront. The South Waterfront Greenway will continue a design phase and move toward phased construction. In the Columbia Corridor, an evaluation will be completed that assesses possible regulatory improvements needed to give the city better ways to comply with metro environmental requirements and the Clean Water Act. And the Bureau of Environmental Services will begin work on the Taggart D sewer project in southeast Portland, which will repair aging pipes, limit flooding, and reduce combined sewer overflows into the Willamette using a comprehensive application of sustainable stormwater treatments. The city is teaming up with a number of organizations and businesses to host the first ever Riverfest in late summer 2008. Riverfest will be a collaboration and celebration of the river's contribution to the environment and the economy through music, art, and river experiences. In addition, as Gil mentioned earlier, River Renaissance would like to work with council in establishing a River Leaders Coalition to identify new directions and needs for achieving Portland's river vision. River Renaissance will continue to explore the potential of establishing a Willamette Ferry system, especially to get more detailed understanding of infrastructure improvements and a better understanding of the nature of the recommended public-private partnership. We don't want to be ahead of our game in terms of this work because we really would like to make certain, of course, that we present information that is comfortable to members of City Council, but we want to at least do our research so that we can have appropriate information to share with you. And lastly, River Renaissance plans further reporting and information integration to improve our reporting strategy next year. Next year, for instance, we hope to bring together the State of the River Report and the Watershed Annual Management Report so that you can see the coordination in a reporting fashion as well as in terms of what actually is occurring. And as noted earlier, we are absolutely delighted to identify in our State of the River Report this year the wonderful work that is going on along the Willamette River from our upstream communities, from Lake Oswego, and I'll pause just a moment so that you can see their activities, to Oregon City, to Salem, and Benton County, to Corvallis, and Eugene. It is all of our river, and they are working very hard in their particular jurisdictions as well. To sum up, Portland is making substantial progress on achieving its river vision. More and more people are getting closer to the river in every way and becoming interested in being a part of the River Renaissance activities in our city. Portland continues as well to be a river leader, as illustrated by the frequency of our mention in various studies and articles, or as the poster city for other organizations' websites. As an example, we became a member of the American Waterfront Revitalization Coalition this year, which represents about 18 river-oriented cities across the country. They selected the city of Portland's waterfront as the masthead on their website. On December 11th at 11 o'clock in our Planning Commission offices, there will be a presentation by an author by the name of Paul Stanton Kibble for his new book, Rivertown. As you note, the image on the cover of his new book, the city of Portland. And a local author and advocate for our river by the name of Mary Vogel has just published a journal in the Urban Land Institute Journal, and she speaks very, very nicely about the City of Portland's activities and our River Renaissance Initiative. In addition, just this past month, the Sacramento Bee and the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette featured articles speaking about their respective communities and how important river development was to be and should be in their communities. And in each instance, they pointed to the city of Portland as the prime example of the type of river-oriented project management and accomplishments that they would like to emulate. With that, I am very, very happy to have been here again today. And that concludes our State of the River report. We'd be very happy to receive any questions from you. Thank you.
Excellent presentation.
Thank you. Did you say you had folks who wanted to speak? Are they signed up, or are you going to?
I don't know if they're.
I think
people here observing, but apparently they're shy about speaking to you tonight. They're all friends and supporters, however, I assure you.
Keeping you honest.
Oh, well, I guess they would like to speak if that's all right.
Okay.
I also have a Joan Eddy signed up.
Andy.
Come on up, Ann.
Ann?
Can I go first? Good afternoon, Mayor Potter and members of the Portland City Council. My name is Bob Salinger, and I'm the Conservation Director for Portland Audubon. I have two children roaming around somewhere in the building, one asleep. My wife got called out of town at the last minute, but I thought we'd come down anyways. I'm glad to be here and have the opportunity to speak today. I think the River Report really speaks to the incredible work that's being done in the city of Portland. We really have a lot to be proud of, and just an amazing number of outstanding accomplishments. So I really commend the city and its partners for the work that's being done. That being said, I think we still have a ways to go. The River Renaissance vision is wonderful. I think it really does set the tone for where we want to go and how we want to get there. But I don't think we fully embraced it yet. And I think we're going to be tested in the next year because we have some very, very important projects, long-term projects, things that have been controversial for a very long time that we have an opportunity to resolve and move forward on. I think some of the biggest opportunities in a long time are right before us right now. But it's going to take a rededication and a recommitment and real leadership and real ownership of some of these projects to get it through them. And so a couple of things I want to put on your radar screen. South Waterfront Greenway has been in the news a lot lately, and I'm not worried about the cost. I'm on that committee, and we'll be reporting to you in the next month or two. The cost isn't the issue. The fact is that those are projections. We wanted them in there so that people could see how this project could potentially balloon out over time if it isn't done right. But we have an opportunity to keep the cost way down by getting things done faster. We also have an opportunity to really deal with those costs by some innovative thinking outside the box. And I think sometimes we're daunted by our own vision. We have great vision on this project. We have a good implementation plan. But I think sometimes we approach it with dread. Our eyes are bigger than our stomachs. And Right now, my concern isn't the price, as I said. My concern is the that it's an orphan. No one's really tracking that project very well. It is one of those projects that, although it's been flagged as a flagship project, our perception, having been involved for 10 years, is that no one really owns it on council and no one really owns it among the bureaus. It's been passed back and forth, and I think that's where it has a real potential to fall apart. So the vision's perfect as articulated in this document, but we need to step up and really fulfill that vision. And I think when we look to something like Millennium Park in Chicago, for example, and what Mayor Daley's done there, this obviously isn't as big as that, but that's how we ought to be thinking about this project. It ought to be an opportunity, not an albatross. We ought to be looking for some really innovative opportunities or something like this to bring in new sources of revenue and new ideas, because it generates that kind of excitement both in the city and beyond. Second thing I want to put on your radar screen is a natural resource inventory that Ann and I and the Port of Portland and Coalition for Livable Future and NOAA Fisheries are working on right now in the North Reach. The Planning Bureau is doing a very good job dealing with the North Reach. It's a very complicated issue. The natural resource inventory probably is the most contentious issue. We have fought for, long before I became involved, probably 2.5 decades, over how we protect natural resources on industrial lands. And I think we have an incredible opportunity before us. We've never had the kind of dialogue we've had on this process, and I give the city credit. I also give the Port and Schnitzer Steel credit. We really have made some progress in a way we've never done before in terms of thinking about new ways of dealing with natural resources. And I think one of the things I would note is that I think we will get our act together. I think we will get it done. And once we figure out how to get along with each other, we'll be coming back to you and asking you to help us get this done, because we're not going to get it done alone. We all agree that if we're going to get a vision that moves us beyond the long-term bickering, it's going to be because we think bigger and we bring in more resources. It's not going to all be on the backs of business. To get this done, we're going to have to do more than that. So we'll be looking to you in the next year to help us out with that. West Hayden Island, not quite in the river, but close. We ought to consider it part of our river. It's looming large. We've been battling over West Hayden Island for over a decade, really close to 2 decades now. That's coming forward very quickly, and the city's committed to an open, transparent process that really looks at fundamental issues that haven't been addressed in almost 15 years. We need to go back and do that now. A long time has elapsed, and we really need the city to remain dedicated to that open vision going forward, and that transparency and that willingness to look at things we've taken for granted for a long time and see if we can move beyond the stalemate we've been in since at least 2000. The last thing I want to put on your radar screen is Ross Island. That has already been mentioned as one of the highlights of the last year. We really appreciate the work of council and the city on that, also Dr. Pamplin. We think we have an opportunity there to move forward in a way that's unprecedented, with a partnership between the cities and the NGOs, the agencies, not only in the implementation but in the planning and the public involvement. And I'm here today to speak on behalf of the Ross Island Vision Team on that topic. You met some of them at the last hearing on Ross Island: Mike Houck, Christina Frank, Melissa Medeiros, Mike Fea, and Travis Williams. We've been working for 2 years together on this project to try and bring it into public ownership, to reach out to Dr. Pamplin, to reach out to the Port. And I think not only do we have an opportunity, we have a necessity here, because you have three different owners with very different perspectives. I think it's going to take something outside the city to bring all of those together. And so we are here today, I'm here on their behalf, to offer that we would like to be an integral part of that. And to that end, we produced a document. I'm going to distribute it now. It speaks to our vision. Obviously, we were self-appointed, but we did talk to the different bureaus when we started doing this. We've rolled this out to a number of community organizations. We presented it to probably 200 to 300 people already. Gotten great receptivity, and we just presented it to some of the bureau heads last week. We hope that this can be a foundation for moving forward, and that we can have a true public NGO partnership in terms of developing a vision for Ross Island, both in terms of restoration and recreation. I'll end today by saying that we're doing great work on the river, and we should be proud of that, but we need to think about the whole landscape. Commissioner Adams laid out a vision that I thought was pretty incredible last week as to how we do that. It's not just a matter of the river. It's a matter of restoring the ecology of our entire landscape. It's also a matter of equity, too. The statistic that 73% of the people have visited the river in the last year is wonderful, but the fact is that Portland has below average access to nature, and we need to think about those equity issues. It's not just a matter of getting people to the river, but bringing nature to the people. And so over the next year, we'll certainly be pushing the equity issue through the Coalition for a Livable Future and the Equity Atlas. And we have a big opportunity coming up in the next couple of months to address that through the SDC process. So with that, thank you for having me testify today. And congratulations on this work, because we really do have a lot to be proud of. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Ann Gardner, Schnitzer Steel. I I've been here before to talk about the river plan and have been supportive for a number of years. I have a fairly specific goal in mind, and that is at the end of the day to have a new greenway code, a new zoning code to facilitate the many visions that we have for the river. I echo a good many of the comments that Bob Salinger made, and I appreciate the opportunity to work with Bob and Nancy Munn on an integration task force that's part of the river plan process, and we are wrestling with this issue that he discussed with you, how to deal with the natural resource investments in the working harbor. Just kind of as a reminder, to talk about natural resources as an investment in the working harbor is really it's a major departure in historic policy. That you all know that back in 1910, Portland voters created the Docks Commission, is a City of Portland bureau, to basically go forth and invest in the working harbor because they felt like we were losing business, quite frankly, to Seattle. And so it was a commitment to invest in the harbor. So many of the investments that you see down there today were, in fact, initiated by Portlanders, by the public sector. So where we are today, there's a really good idea that's been put on the table, and we really thank Nancy Munn and Bob Salinger for proposing to create basically a landscape plan for the North Reach and to identify those specific places where we should be investing in the natural resources. And it's a great concept and one that we're really excited about. But it's I would be remiss to say that there are not a number of issues ahead of us to get to yes and to get to the point where we have a new code. We need the new code. It isn't working for anyone, not the city regulators and not for the businesses that are trying to invest. And the code doesn't allow us to invest properly in really meaningful natural resources. But, you know, just a couple of observations. The natural resource inventory that's out for public comment, we have some fundamental questions about that. Needs to be carefully examined. We think we're just still a little bit thin on some of the economic information that we need. And this mitigation plan that we're talking about, we're going to need to get our arms around pretty quickly about what that investment might be and who else might help us achieve the goals. To achieve the goals that we're talking about for the North Reach of the Willamette is going to really take a collaborative partnership beyond just the investing businesses, but the community as a whole. But I just in closing, appreciate that the city is staying the course to move forward with the river plan. It's been many years in the coming, but we do need to tackle these hard issues. And as Bob said, this is a tough one, and we need to see it through. And very much appreciate the opportunity to partnership with some of our other stakeholders. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Ann. Is that it?
That's it. Yes.
Need a motion to accept the report.
Second.
Please call the vote.
Adams?
Well, great work. Thank you for an interesting and succinct presentation of a lot of work done by a lot of bureaus, and I think your efforts to, in some cases, serve as the hub, in other cases, to serve as the spark, to mix metaphors, has been very useful. So congratulations. Congratulations to the mayor for his leadership as the commissioner in charge of planning. Aye.
Leonard?
And I, too, thank you for the great work. The river is such a different place today than it was when I grew up here. It is, one would not even recognize it, so it's very much appreciated. And I know we have work to do, but I think we're doing really good. Aye.
Saltzman?
Yes, this is indeed another impressive report following on last year's and the year before. Keeps getting better every year, so keep up the good work, and hard to keep up with those high-class studies there, but that's very nice looking. I'm sure its content is good, too. I'll look through it. But yeah. I appreciate the group getting together and doing this. Thank you. Hi.
Well, I agree. We've made a lot of progress, and I think some of it goes unnoticed, and this does a really good job of laying it out. And I think you've reached success when to some extent, nobody shows up, or very few people show up. And it's also very well integrated into all of our efforts. I also think that this next phase, having kind of succeeded going from an idea to quite a few, friendly arguments with different stakeholders about what it is we're trying to accomplish, to, I think, a unified vision and a lot of accolade, now the danger is that we kind of start thinking we've got it. And I think now is really a time for... I don't know what they are, I'd lay them right out, but I think we need a couple big jumps in, okay, what's the next strategy on a couple of the areas that Ann and Bob talked about. Clearly, funding mechanisms are going to continue to be an issue, and I think it's a time to really, for example, on that stretch of South Waterfront and North Macadam, to really push and get it right. And it's almost like I feel like we have gone from sort of a discombobulated set of strategies, although a lot of love for the river, to a unified strategy. Now the next thing is to see kind of what's that next jump. I tend to think that change kind of comes and then you jump again. And so I want to challenge everyone to kind of come back next year with really what's the next piece of this, as opposed to what's the next couple of implementation steps that I think will come. And so that is probably a real high compliment. I'm not pushing on the details of this, but to say that I think we're ready to go to the next level, which would have been kind of a laughable statement a couple of years ago, given where we were. So good work. And those in the river that can't thank you as well. So, aye.
Potter.
And I want to thank Michael and Gil and all those good folks who've been working on this. I'm really excited about the fact that we are engaging the upstream partners in all of this. This is really important. As you see what is in our river, we know much of it comes from upstream. So I'm very pleased that that those folks are doing things, that we can partner with them, and we can strengthen that partnership over the next year. I want to thank former Mayor Vera Katz for her leadership on this. She's very instrumental in getting this moving, and I appreciate what she did on this. And so my fellow commissioners, I vote aye. We're recessed until 2 p.m. Thursday.
All right.